step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Danny.
Danny, how are you doing today, guy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. You ready to talk about some music? Because I need to talk about your music, man.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Man, for it to flow through you the way that you do, because I've read your story, I've done research and everything on you. You're transparent. You know that you're going to be affecting people's lives on this side of that album.
Thank you. Yeah, I believe. I hope so anyway.
So, you know, a lot of people like to hide their emotions, though, but yet you're out there sharing everything that's taking place. When did you know that it was time to really be honest inside your music?
Oh, from the first song I ever wrote, to
really?
Be honest. It's just the way it happens for me. I was 12 years old. I wrote a song about being sorry for hurting my first girlfriend, and it just went from there, really.
Now, on the new song, On the Outside, you give listeners a vision. It's a level of exploration. And the thing I love about it is that there's a pace to this song that I'm allowed to participate with. Because so many times songs are like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but this song here really has a nice pace to it.
Fascinating, yeah. It's also very dynamic, you know. I like the way it waits and builds, and it's almost like a two-part song, you know. I appreciate the production arc of it, you know.
So then what does it take to be able to create a song like that in the, because you know it's like comedy, you've got to be able to craft the skill of the song or the joke. So because when you sat down to write this song, was it exactly the way that it is today, or how did you know to build it the way that you did?
It was pretty as it is in the recording. When the backbeat drops, that really helps drive home the idea of growth, you know, in the second chorus. But with a song like that, it's about trusting in the tempo and the patience of it, and that, you know, that the beginning being so mysterious will help drive home the drive and the build and the lift of the song later, you know. So to have the courage to be patient in the beginning and believe that people will stay with you.
Now, is that something that you picked up while performing out there on the Santa Monica Pier? Because, I mean, the entire world goes to the Santa Monica Pier. And, I mean, just the energy itself would be something that somebody as creative as you would pick up on.
Well, what I would say about playing in the street is to be confident in not pushing too hard. Mm-hmm. Because to stand out in the street and shout at people, even though it feels like that's what you should do, it's counterproductive. And the greatest street performers that I ever saw were elusive and were comfortable. You know, it was like a magnetism. They would draw people to them by being understated.
No, I'm sitting here picturing this, taking everything that you just said in, because that was powerful in the way because creative minds, you know, they know where they're going, but yeah, you just shared with me that not only did I know where I was going, I just knew that I couldn't just throw it out there like so many people do.
Yeah, it's definitely drawing the energy rather than dragging it.
So then, but that's so fascinating to me, because that right there is a connection to people that are walking by, you know, but that people are really paying attention. What do you feel when you get that eye to eye contact while you're singing a lyric then?
Eye-to-eye contact is dangerous. I prefer to look above people's heads.
isn't everybody in the front row then when you're out there on the street?
Exactly.
Because
it makes the audience awkward, I found, to look at them. You know, they want to observe you almost like you're unaware of them. And that does, because once you look at them, I find that it breaks their hypnotists or their focus, and it brings you into the room. Whereas, you know, when you're looking above and to the back of the room, is the saying, it's it just lets them watch you like you don't know they're watching you. You know,
I'll tell you the picture that I just drew inside my head, and it's all based on these disc jockeys that talk over songs. It's like, wait a second, it's not about me, it's about the artist. If I'm going to talk, don't start the song. Let the song, you know, create its own, connection to that listener.
Right. That's cool.
But for you to get to that level, though, there had to have been a lot of moments where you went, oh, damn, I went too far.
Yeah. Well, especially playing in the street, that was a real learning curve. And then onto the bars, you know, my whole life has been learning how to draw and to relax and to trust and let the songs be and the energy be, and then the magnetism of effortlessness is what really draws the crowd in, I've found.
So what is your ultimate goal with your music? Where do you want to see yourself in the next few years?
Well, recently I've had the blessing of touring with Three Dog Night.
Yes.
And more stages like that is an absolute blessing in life, you know, to come from the streets and the bars and play in these beautiful old theatres to 2,000 people silent, you know, in a gantried theatre setting with, you know, undivided attention and no hecklers and, you know, no wind. So that's a dream, you know, and just to get into a position where more and more people can witness my life's work, really, because that's what I've done with my life, you know, just hone the craft of songwriting, hone the craft of performance, building bands and connecting with people, and just more opportunities to share it. That's my ultimate goal.
Now, one of the things that I learned about you is the fact that, you know, that you do keep journals and things. But while you're journaling in the books, are you listening to your own music as well in the way that what your heart is producing in that moment? And so, because the writer has to have its own voice, and then does it become the song, or is the performer going, write me a song, please, Mr. Writer?
Good question. It's a daily exercise for me. I believe that if you just write every day, then you're putting yourself in the position to be blessed by something cool, you know. And it's always about just exploration and putting words next to each other. Like, that's something I got from Bob Dylan, you know, just keep putting words next to each other. And eventually, mostly, especially early days when I was writing, it was like you'd write three pages and you don't know what you're talking about, and then you read them back and they tell you what you're talking about. And And that's I love that style of writing, and that's how it became such a daily exercise for me, because it was stream of consciousness. And and these days I've got a little more clever, you know, and a little more organized, and I can see the end before the start now, which is certainly not the way I started writing. But it's all just it's a muscle and it's an exercise for me, and I just love the growth of it and the depth of it the more you do it, you know.
I can't wait to see you when you come to the Carolinas. Get you out on that road, get you into one of these theaters so that we can check your music out live, sir.
I would love that.
Us too. Please come back to this show anytime in the future, Danny. The door is always going to be open for you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
You bet. You be brilliant today, okay?
All right. Cheers, mate.